a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The Senate will come to order. Leading us in prayer this afternoon is Pastor Jenny Hallenbeck of the Pierrefort Peer Ministerial Association. Following today's prayer will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by the page of the day, Sean Bogue of Faith.
Let us pray. Blessed God, creator of all, you have formed each and every one of us in your image. You have given us gifts and talents meant to be used as blessings in your world. Gather the gifts and talents of each one in this chamber, legislator, intern, page, clerk, sergeant, and more. Gather the good from each. Lay aside what is harmful and produce work that is worthy of this beautiful state we call home. Send your spirit of wisdom and guidance to all in this chamber. Open their hearts and minds to your will for their own lives and to your will for South Dakota. Give them servants' hearts and keep them ever mindful of the needs of your people. Surround those in our states who struggle to find housing in this cold season, and when we travel, send us your mercy. All this we pray in the power of your great and holy name. Amen.
The secretary will call the roll.
Senators Abdallah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frizzy, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson, Tom Hanson, Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Jerstedt, Klocek, Knudsen, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Turbeck, Barry, Valley. There's a quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 27th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? Motion is to approve the journal. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
The rest of the day.
Okay. Senator Tom Hanson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, last year about this time I had two guests to introduce, and they were a little bit more manageable to have down here at my desk, but we've got them corralled up here in the gallery. These are my two grandchildren and my daughter, Heidi Dahlstrand, and Brian and Spencer, along with my wife. They've come all the way from Chicago to see how good government functions. Please help me welcome them.
Welcome.
President.
Senator Bartling.
Personal privilege.
Yes, that's granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, please help me welcome a wonderful young lady to the Senate gallery today. Today we'd like to honor Mackenzie Haley. She is 2010 Miss South Dakota Rodeo, and she exemplifies everything about our beautiful, wonderful state rodeo, and she's just a fabulous young woman. Please help me welcome her today.
Welcome. Senator Garnos.
Thank you, Mr. President. And just to add on to the good senator from Gregory County, her younger sister, Mallory, you might recall, was also one of the finalists on American Idol, or made it quite a ways, but her sister, too. So let's add that to the fact.
A talented
Thank you.
Family. Yep. Thank you, Senator. Senator Frisley asked the Senate welcome to the Senate gallery, the Hamlin County Senior Government Class. Would you all of you from Hamlin please stand and be recognized? Welcome. Senator Tom Hanson.
Personal privilege.
Yes, that's granted.
This is a real double treat because it's my pleasure to also introduce the doctor of the day from Weston Springs, Dr. Tom Dean, and his wife, Kathy.
Welcome. Thank you, Senator. Senator Roden asked the Senate welcome to the Senate gallery, the Belle Fouche High School Student Council. Will the student council from Belle Fouche stand and be recognized? Welcome. Also, Senators Klocek and Teason asked the Senate welcome to the Senate gallery, Lorene and Lyle Hendrickson from Rapid City. Lyle's a former Pennington County commissioner. Please stand. Mr. and Mrs. Hendrickson, welcome. They're at the back. We'll move now to reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources respectfully reports that it has had under consideration House Bill 1055 and recommends said bill do pass. Larry Roden, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that it has had under consideration House Bill 1092 and recommends said bill do pass. And House Bills 1071, 1075, 1076, 1078, 1079, 1080, and 1104 and recommends said bills do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. And the nominations of Sharon Calamine and Brian K. Zeeb, and recommends confirmation of said reappointments. Jean G. Abdallah, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Commerce respectfully reports that it has had under consideration House Bills 1180 and 1206, and recommends said bills do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. And House Bills 1001, 1002, 118, and 1118, which were amended, and recommends said bills do pass as amended. Russell Olson, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that Senate Bill 68 was delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 10:15 a.m. February 25, 2010. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bills 13 and 157 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Conference Committee respectfully reports that it has considered House Bill 1014 and the amendments thereto made by the Senate and the disagreement of the two houses thereon, and recommends that 1014 be amended as follows. 1014 TB. Respectfully submitted, Lance Russell, House Committee Chair, Larry Roden, Senate Committee Chair.
Members of the Senate, I'm told by Senator Tom Hansen that the Westinghouse Springs government class is with us in the Capitol. Are they here in the chamber? Not yet. Not yet. Well, we'll try to catch them when they arrive. There are two bills that have passed both houses of the legislature, and I'm signing them in your presence. Senate Bill 13, an act to revise certain provisions concerning petitions and elections. And Senate Bill 157, an act to authorize the construction of nursing facilities on American Indian reservations under certain circumstances. Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit House Concurrent Resolution 1011, which has passed, been adopted by the House, and your concurrence is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to return here with Senate Bills 13 and 157, which have passed the House without change. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to return here with Senate Bills 24 and 26, which have been amended by the House, and your concurrence in the amendments is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to return here with Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2, in which the House has concurred. Respectfully, Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 10,011, a concurrent resolution endorsing Taiwan's participation as observer in the International Civil Aviation Organization and United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change.
House Bill 10,011, reading is, or rather committee referral is waived, and the resolution will be placed on Monday's calendar. Second reading of consent calendar items.
House Bill 1011, an act to revise certain provisions related to high-performance green building standards. House Bill 1047, an act to clarify certain powers of the state as conservator of the protected person. House Bill 1059, an act to authorize the State Investment Council to discuss in executive session certain information exempt from public discourse. Disclosure. House Bill 1128, an act to revise certain provisions concerning fire protection services provided through township funding. House Bill 1149, an act to allow certain principal interfund loans. House Bill 1171, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the fees for certain special motor vehicle license plates. And House Bill 1252, an act to revise certain provisions related to the payment in lieu of taxes for certain housing projects exempt from tax property taxation.
Items on the consent calendar were reported out of committee with a unanimous due pass recommendations. For those of you in the gallery, we normally vote on each bill on our debate calendar by debating the bill and then voting upon it. These bills were all unanimously supported. There was no opposition in committee. They're not controversial, and so we're going to vote on them all at once, and no debate is allowed, only questions. Does any member have a question about any consent calendar item? Seeing none, the question is the consent calendar items. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The consent calendar items.
Senator Abdallah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos? Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson-Tom?
Aye.
Hanson-Gary? Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Gerstead?
Aye.
Klocek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles? Nelson,
aye.
Pete Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson,
aye.
Peterson, Roden,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Turback Berry, Valley,
aye.
Senator Garnos.
Aye.
Mr. President, we have 29 ayes, 6 excused.
So the consent calendar items have received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect and are declared passed. Are there questions on any of the titles? Seeing none, the titles are deemed correct. Second reading of House bills and joint resolutions.
Senator Knudsen moves that the balance of today's calendar be deferred to Monday, March 1st, the 29th legislative day.
Is there a second? Motion is to defer the balance of the calendar until Monday. Any remarks? Those in favor of deferral say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried. Are there any announcements? Any announcements? Seeing none, a motion to adjourn is in order.
Senator Schmidt moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? Motion is to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carried. We're adjourned.